have Twitter, and we could technically plug our Twitter.
Okay, even though, let's plug it. Yes.
So our Twitter is at, oh no, it's 2 a.m.
Here it is.
At Twitter. But what's really funny is neither of us post on that Twitter.
I thought you were doing that.
Oh, am I supposed to?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I don't get on Twitter.
Oh,
I'm not a tweeter.
I'm so in charge of things.
Now yeah, I'm to, just here.
Now I have to.
I'm just here for the ride, man.
Now I have to manage my own Twitter and your Twitter at the same time. This is going to be
my Twitter.
You have a Twitter.
Yeah. You don't have to manage my Twitter.
No, I have to manage my own Twitter. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you don't have to manage mine. You just have to do, the show.
Three whole Twitters. At that point, I'm like, we need an intern.
Ugh, too many Twitters. Yeah, we're going to hire an intern. If you'd like to apply, please hit us up on Facebook.
Why are you coming up with stuff that we don't have? We don't have a Facebook. And I'm not going to make...
All right, email us at... Is it... Oh, no, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
At gmail.com, please. And...
send us an itemized list.
Send us your full resume. We'd love if you had any podcasting experience, because we don't. So come be an intern. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just trying to angle it so... See, now I'm going to have to cut this part out.
God, just put it at the end.
Put what at the end? This whole thing?
Yeah, about our Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And hiring an intern.
Oh, yeah, true. We can't.
Come have an internship with us. We will not pay you, but we will buy you Chipotle. That's also a lie. You can just come to Chipotle with us. Okay.
That's a deal.
Welcome back to It's 2 a.m.
I'm Chad.
I'm Grace.
Today we are talking about reboots / revivals.
This is the reboot of this podcast, episode 2, the reboot. Yeah, there have been a lot of reboots recently, is what we were just kind of just saying. We're seeing a lot.
Yeah, there are an insane amount of reboots that are in the works now. Like, they're bringing back, like, Murphy Brown and something else that's what? Old. They're doing it on CBS.
Hmm.
I'm surprised they haven't
CBS
just been,
like, has nothing else.
I'm surprised they haven't just been like, we're bringing back Jag.
Jag suddenly becomes a thing again.
I mean, at this point, why not? I think they were still in talks of maybe doing a reboot for West Wing. And I think that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm just like, why? That's why we have House of Cards and Scandal.
Mm.
Like, I mean, both of them are going off the air, so that should tell you it's like, we're good. We're full.
On the political shows, yeah.
We're full right now.
Nobody wants to watch politics anymore.
I mean, they're doing another show. Well, they have the other one on ABC, like, For the People. Okay, that's not a revival, so I'm getting off topic. But, no, this, what's really funny is I was constantly thinking about how this podcast is a reboot of our failed web series of the same caliber.
That is true. Our failed web series. We just didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily a failure if you just stop doing things.
Mm.
Somewhere between the two.
Is it? Tweet at us with your answer. So reboots. How do you feel about reboots in general? What's your take on it? You know, because I feel like recently there's been this whole thing with people are like, nobody can come up with an original idea. But like,
yeah,
you know, people watch them.
I am also on board with those people because I'm like, there are so many original ideas out there. And instead of actively doing any of those that are just filling up their office, they're just like, I don't know if I want to take a chance on this. Let's instead just, you know, take this thing that has an old fan base and just revive it. It's like,
yeah,
okay, but I feel like you're working more to get the new people, and then you have to, like, also please the older people, so it's like you're juggling a lot of balls at once when you could just start from scratch.
Well, but there's already a built-in audience, which is what's appealing to producers and advertisers, I think, because they know that old fan base, whether they like it or not, are going to watch it. Hmm. Which we can segue into our first reboot, Will and Grace, because that's exactly how I felt about that. I was like, oh, do we really need to revive that? But then here I am watching it, so.
It's true. I also am, and I love it. I was very shaky at the beginning. I was like, this is trying too hard, because I'm like, every single one of them tried to come, like, I feel like they just, because comparable to the Roseanne revival. I think the first episode in that one was also like a political episode.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out whether just like, we're going to come back and also be political at the same time.
Well, like, I think part of it is like they're setting up the time period in which they're in now.
I guess, but it's like we all know we're physically there with you.
Yeah, I know. But
they could have just jumped right in and we would have just been like, oh, okay, we're just picking up where they are exactly right now.
They're old now.
They're their real ages now.
Yeah, I also did not like it. I didn't like that first episode. Mm. It was, except for the line where they were like, oh, we're just going to erase all of what happened in season 8.
Oh, like with Karen waking up.
And yeah.
She's like, what's wrong? She's like, oh, sorry, I've just been in a trance. I've been in a daze. And I'm like, well, that's believable.
But yeah, that first episode was really kind of rocky. But it definitely picked up. I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah. My whole thing at first was really just they looked bad on screen. Not like them in person. I'm just like, it's just whatever lighting and shit they were doing on their faces.
They over makeuped them. Yes.
I was just like, I have no idea what's going on with you guys' faces, because I'm like,
well,
I've seen you, like, pictures of you, and you look like normal humans, but they make you look really weird on TV.
Nobody at NBC knows how to shoot a live audience anymore.
No one knows how to shoot a live audience, and also in HD. I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
That's like old theater, like they used to do with the Globe and shit like that, where they used to paint for the back.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked very, it's like they were not, did not want HD all up in their face.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah, they still do that in theater.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like stage makeup, that's a thing.
Yeah, but they're not in HD.
Yeah, exactly.
They still have people who physically have to come look at them. They're like, oh, thank God, they can't see me this close up, because I look like a monster.
I'm a monster.
But yeah, I've been really enjoying the revival of Will and Grace. I, like, really like where the story is going now. Like, they've really gotten back into that absurdity of sitcom where it's just like, and now this happens!
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which I think when we, last episode when we talked about how different the pilot was in the rest of the series did have so much of that absurd comedy, and, like, it really worked for them. So I guess it's still working for them, because they're all, like, they're just very funny actors, and they just all play off each other so well. And I feel like it's just, you know, coming up with different scenarios now that are going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because at first they were really playing up that whole, like, hee-hee-hee stuff, like when, like, that one scene with Grace and Karen getting stuck in her shower and almost drowning.
Yeah,
and just like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, like, it was funny, but at the same time, I was like, alrighty. I did love the Rosario's Quinceañera episode, where they
addressed. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I'm not 100% on if that actress, because I remember after the episode was over, I looked it up to see if that actress had passed.
No.
And I don't think she did. She just didn't want to. Didn't want to do the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So they paid a nice homage to her.
I know. I really enjoyed that.
That was nice. They were just, yeah.
Like, they didn't do too much to try and make it over the top. It was very much just like, well, it was.
Right, right.
Thanks for being around.
Thanks for being the best part of this show for a long time.
Oh my God. Speaking of thanks for being a friend, have you heard about this news about them doing a
Golden Girls?
Okay, they're not doing Golden Girls exactly. They're doing, like, the same people who were responsible for Golden Girls are going to do the same scenario, kind of, but with four old gay guys.
Oh.
And I'm just like, is that not exactly what Golden Girls is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, I mean, they had Bea Arthur as, like, the head of it. It's like, I think we're all just like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. These are actually old gay guys. But we can't put them on TV, so we're going to do it with four women.
Old gays.
Equal. Yeah. I mean, isn't that what old gays turn into? They're just a bunch of old women. Thank you for being a friend.
Anyway.
What was that?
That was that one video where the guy's like singing over the Golden Girls theme. And he's like, do 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 do. Anyway, go look it up. So Will and Grace reboot rating.
Oh, yes. I definitely give that I give it a solid 4 just because of the opening, but it really got like to where it should be. And I think
okay.
Like, especially since it's, like, technically season 10 within the whole series, I think that's a good season 10. Like, this has been a very good season 10.
Okay.
So, on the whole, I would probably give that a 4.5.
Okay. Oh, wow. 4.5.
Yeah, well, because, okay. I mean, after they got past that, like, Rosario's Quinceañera, I feel like that specific episode...
Yeah, they hit a stride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with a 4. 4 out of 5. Bowling ball.
I mean, I definitely look forward to watching coasters. It every week. Definitely on my weekly register.
See, that's funny because I have been watching it, but I haven't been like actively watching it week to week. So I don't know.
Do you know what's crazy is that Erin McCormick was nominated for like an Emmy already for being Will again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember seeing that. And I was just like, wow. All right.
Okay.
I was just like coming out the gate. They must I feel like really he's... love Erin McCormick.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's had his time.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, I really enjoy him on Travelers now. I'm not sure if that show is still, like, going. Mm. I mean, it's Canadian, so I'm not 100%. I never know what the hell the Canadians are doing besides Degrassi.
What are those Canadians up to?
I mean, dealing with the people who did Super Troopers.
Oh, Degrassi's technically a reboot, isn't it?
Oh, yes! Well,
like, Degrassi a little bit?
Okay.
Well, there's the Netflix show. It kind of was a reboot, like, several times of itself, like, yeah, but also a continuation.
Yeah, the original was, like, way back in the 80s, so technically that is a revival when they did Degrassi Next Generation.
Yeah.
Which is honestly the best.
Yeah.
If you're gonna watch it, and I suggest that you should, just for the fun of it, only the first 8 seasons are good. Mm-hmm. Everything else.
I'm trying not to laugh too hard in the mic, but only the first 8 seasons. If you have a little bit of extra time, please watch 8 seasons of Degrassi.
Just 8 whole seasons. It's quite the ride. I mean...
Yeah, it is a good time.
I mean, Manny will always and forever be my favorite. Manny and Marco. Yeah. The M's. My M&M. Manny and Marco. Oh, and Ellie. I loved her.
Yeah, Ellie.
She was like, I'm God.
Emo queen.
She was.
Just emo queen.
Emo before emo had, like, an actual definition.
Really?
If we're going to talk about Degrassi Next Generation, that is a full-on 5 out of 5.
Okay.
There are no errors. It is all...
No errors.
Like, anyone who can't enjoy it for exactly what it is, I'm just like, it is just... It is soapy melodrama, and it seems stupid because it is stupid, but when you think about your own personal problems, aren't they all just fucking stupid?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your problems?
Like, there are no
problems. I'm wearing a thong to school.
I love that so much. It's literally my favorite moment where she's just like, I don't want to be cute. I want to be hot.
Hot.
And then she's like, do you see any underwear? I'm not wearing any. And I'm like, iconic. She just walks down the hallway like, I own this whole school. And I'm like, you do. In this particular instance,
it's hilarious.
You own this whole school.
It's hilarious.
So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 out of 5 also because of my favorite character, Peter Stone.
Why do you love him so much? I do not get it.
He's the stupidest fucking character of all time, and I love him.
I love my.
He's so fucking stupid.
I think my favorite part about him is like when they're like, Oh, he got addicted to meth.
Yeah, he did fully get addicted to meth and then was just running around the street. It's the funniest fucking... If you could look up a clip of Peter from Degrassi on meth, it's the funniest. No, Paige is my favorite character.
Oh, yeah.
Paige is my number one,
I mean,
for
talk
sure.
About a bi-con.
A bi-con, absolutely.
She was just like, I'm the baddest bitch. And you know what? Now I hook up with chicks now, and I also am going to hook up with one of the meanest girls in school.
Definitely.
Like, physically, but, like, she was, Alex was like, I will cut you.
Yeah. Like, I loved them together.
I know. It was such a weird thing, because once they started dating, like, Alex became, like, much softer and was just like, I won't cut you, but I will definitely cut your brake line. Because, you know, lesbians know how to do that.
Yep.
They know where it is in the car.
All of them. Every single lesbian knows how to cut brake lines.
Yeah. If you
Movingon.org.
Honestly, if you asked me where the brake lines were in my car, I could not tell you.
They're near the brakes.
I mean, one can never be sure.
Oh, my God. Who can never be sure?
Did you want to talk about a series?
Yeah. Of unfortunate events? Yes. So I'm going to count a series of unfortunate events as a reboot, because it technically is, because of that movie that they did.
Which was great. I love Jim Carrey in that.
Honestly, I did love that movie, and I know it's bad. It's not like a good representation of the series, but it's so, I felt like they nailed the aesthetics so well. Mm-hmm. It's just so dark. It's so mid-2000s. I love the cast.
Meryl Streep was in it for
yeah,
no
Meryl
reason.
Streep just doing her thing.
On a boat.
Yep.
That was her on a boat. I swear that was her in the movie on the boat. I swear that's exactly what she did verbatim.
Okay. Yeah, I did like that movie. But the series is really, like, it really is a better medium for them to do it, because...
Oh, yeah.
This just show. Because there's so many books. Yeah, there's so much to cover. I feel like just doing a movie of it was just a bad choice.
Yeah.
For them to cover that.
Also, TV wasn't where it is now, where they could
actually
do
that. Oh, exactly. Netflix is, like, the perfect...
medium
for place
this,
for it, yeah. And I... When I first started watching the Netflix show, I was not on board with Neil Patrick Harris at all.
I don't think anyone really was.
I'm still not like 100%, but I think he does a pretty good job. I think that he, in general, like, at first I was like, he's not scary. Like, Count Olaf is supposed to be, like, fucking terrifying. And he just, Neil Patrick Harris, to me, I'm like, I can't.
He's jokey. I feel like with
he's this... too jokey.
Yeah, with this series, they really leaned into the whole deadpan kind of humor of it all.
Yeah, the really witty, very dry humor.
Yeah.
Which is so much more representative of the book series. So yes, that's definitely a good thing. And Patrick Warburton as Lemony Snicket is just inspired casting.
I mean, I love him in general.
Yeah.
For years, his sultry voice has been populating my ears on every medium that I can think of. It's just like, yeah. Like, he's just a really good voice. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Krunk, as stupid as he is, I'm like, I would totally just let him talk to me. And be stupid. It's just like, I'm stupid. Listen to me talk about squirrels. And I'm like, it's so stupid. Like, I would probably also hear, like, a babbling brook, so I wouldn't take, like, any of the words. So it'd just be like...
What if you downloaded a sleep app and, like, a white noise app, and one of the options was Patrick Warburton's voice?
Oh, my God. Do you know how many people would just be tuned into that? I swear. There would be so many.
Yeah, it would be so good. Patrick, if you're out there... contact us. This is a money-making idea.
If you're out there and you're not listening to this, because I doubt you are,
oh, he is. Patrick.
At our Twitter.
Let's tweet at him. Okay.
Hey, I got Spencer Pratt to tweet at me once.
Okay. What an accomplishment.
It was an accomplishment. Me and my friend were trying to get him to tweet at us for some reason. Oh, it was because it was around that time when he was really, like, top apex crazy. Mm. He was all like, crystals, heal
crystals,
your body.
Yeah.
It's like, alrighty then.
Crystals. I love it. But yeah, series of unfortunate events. Mm. I'm gonna go with 5 out of 5.
I can agree with that.
for the show.
Yes.
Just, those children.
I know.
You
really feel for them.
Oh my God. And
like, these poor kids.
And there's so much, and the casting, like, in the movie, I love the two that play them, mm-hmm. but they seem a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And in the show, I feel like they're the perfect age of what they're supposed to be.
Yes.
And you just feel it so much more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of them being, I think Klaus is supposed to be 12 and Violet's 14 or something like that.
Okay. I was going to say Violet feels like she's hovering around that age. I'm like, I'm not sure what age she is. It's just like mm-hmm. vaguely older. It's like, the boy is like 12. How old is the daughter? It's older than him. How old? I don't know. I mean, she's not legal. I know that.
She's not legal. Yeah, that whole marriage plot.
It was in the books.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and they really nail the aesthetics in the show too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, it's a little bit more colorful than the movie. The movie is like very gray, blue, brown tones, like mm-hmm. very, very much so. And I feel like with the show, bringing some color into it,
yeah,
is actually like a good choice. Like, it really, because it's like muted colors and stuff, but it's
still like vibrantly muted.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a really, really good choice.
Like, it just feels like a depressing world instead of it being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of it being, like, overly sepia-toned or anything like that.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, the start of, like, a Zoloft commercial.
No, that's the movie. It's the start of a Zoloft commercial.
Have you taken your Prozac?
Oh, I haven't. but, yeah, 5 out of 5. It's so, so well production designed.
Yes.
And you know that's my thing.
Oh yes, I love a good production. Speaking of production design, let's talk about like Mystery Science Theater, because
okay,
I love that production design.
Yeah,
like when they do the part where they're usually in like Kinga's division of the ship or whatever she mm-hmm. is, because I feel like she's at the upper portion of their ship. the upper portion of their ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whenever they do that part, I feel like it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very well production designed, because it's, like, it's obviously, it like, paying homage to that very staged studio look of the old series,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, yeah, you're watching a stage, you know? But yeah. It's, like, it does it in a more updated way.
Absolutely.
It totally, like, you know, they didn't try to, like, go all out with it. They really, really stayed true to the old way, but, like, still updated it, which is, I think, exactly what you want from a reboot.
Yes. Like, it's not too much where they, like, they were just biting off too much.
mm-hmm.
Biting off more than they could chew. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with this, I feel like it was just, like, a really good, because I actually watched like a couple episodes of the old season or mm-hmm. season old series and like I came to find that it's actually very similar to the actual reboot,
yeah,
or the revival,
yeah,
because they didn't even try and call it anything other than it is. It's like Mystery Science Theater the Return,
right?
And they just instead replaced Joel with Jonah,
right?
Which is super, I think that's cool. Because I actually think they're very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of them together. They have a lot of...
It's the same robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the voice actors are the same.
I don't know.
But their jokes are really funny.
Yes, yeah. No, they're very good. And you know that our thing is, like, watching bad movies, too, so...
Oh, that's very true. And those movies are so bad.
They're excellent.
No, wait.
Excellent choices.
Is it you who sent me that article or something that was just like, or maybe it wasn't you. It's like I saw this article that was talking about Mystery Science Theater and they were just like, oh, I think they were reviewing the series and they were talking about how like it was a cure for loneliness or something. What? And I was just like, what? What does that mean exactly?
I did not send you that article. But...
No, like watching it, I feel like that it was pretty spot on because I mean, I watched the whole thing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, even though I was sitting there by myself, I felt like I was like with someone. And I feel like that was the initial
concept.
Yeah, like that's part of the initial concept of the series. It's like what he wanted was for it to like make people feel like they were like together or something. So yeah. They didn't feel so by themselves.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, watching a bad movie with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
I do too. I'm going to 5 out of 5 on this reboot as well.
Yes. I agree. At this point, I feel like instead of giving a rating, we should just be giving like the reboot a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Okay.
Very Netflixian. I love that I can make
pass that a term. Or fail.
I love that I can make that a term now. Netflixian.
Netflixian. Love it. Okay, thumbs up.
Thumbs
five
up.
5 out of 5.
Thumbs up for me as well.
5 out of 5 Picasso jazz paintings.
Picante.
I'm still naming things in the room. Because we're in a different room this time, so there's different things.
True.
But there's less weird things. Than yeah, in the other room.
This is a more conventional.
This is a more, so it's like, oh, chairs.
Oh, chairs.
5 out of 5 chairs that came out of my grandmother's house. All right, anyway. Revealing too much about where we are. Where's the, what's the next one that we want to talk about?
Do you want to do one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one day at a time?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
It's like I was just trying to like make you talk and I'm just...
Yeah, why? Just say it. You talk. No, you talk. No, you. Sorry. One Day at a Time, which neither of us have seen the original.
That is very true. I have not.
But is such a good reboot.
I love it.
I mean, as like, just the fact that, you know, neither of us were, you know... saw the original or anything, really knew anything about it, and like still fully enjoy the reboot as a standalone show is like that says something.
Yes, I can agree with that. Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Which I think is another good mark of a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like you don't even have to enjoy the original.
Yeah.
And they also, I mean, they obviously, you know, they made the family Cuban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at first I thought they were in Florida for some reason. And then I realized that they were in L.A.
They're in California, yeah.
Yeah, I think the only reason why I thought that is because, like, Jane the Virgin, which is funny because when I first started watching Jane the Virgin, I thought they were in L.A., but instead they were in Florida. So, interesting take. I don't understand.
You're like, where are the highest densely populated Hispanic populations?
True. Uh-huh. But really what it was is the palm trees. I was like trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, palm trees.
Palm trees.
California. That was the first spot. And then they were just like, oh, wait, there's some in Florida, too.
Florida. I know. I went to Florida last year, and when I saw palm trees... When I, like, got off the plane, I was like, oh, my God. And then I, like, forgot that they exist there as well. But anyway. Yeah, One Day at a Time. I mean, I think it really is. I assume that the old show was also about, like, a family and, like, family values and, like, that sort of stuff.
I mean, that's pretty much the demo for all of those old sitcoms. It's mm-hmm. very family-centric.
Yeah.
And that was another one of them was very family-centric.
Yeah. Right, which, like, this obviously is also the reboot. It's literally all about the family.
Yes. I love the grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love her. I mean, she's obviously...
an icon.
She is. She is an actual icon from frickin' West Side Story. Which I didn't even realize that until like more recently. It was like, yeah, she's from West Side Story. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
sorry,
as a gay, I have not seen that.
That's okay.
I just want to go on record and say I haven't.
I had to watch it for class.
I would have loved to have had to watch that for class.
I forget what, it was probably English.
Yeah, I had to watch, like, no, I watched this Hispanic movie for English. It was, like, multicultural literature that I took in high school.
Mm.
And we did, like, a Hispanic book or something, and the movie was Mi Familia, which I, like, we watched that and this other one called, it was, like, I can't remember the Spanish title, but it was, like, In the Time of Butterflies or something. Mm. Both okay. good movies. Didn't read the books because, honestly, I kind of refuse to read.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, sometimes if someone's just like,
you I'm a dumb read bitch this. That doesn't read.
No, it's just really, like, if someone tries to, like, you should read this, I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Like,
that's hilarious.
I have that weird instillation in me where it's just like, I refuse to do anything that someone tells me to do.
Anyway, one day at a time.
Yes. So, one day at a time.
No, it's really...
just take it one step at a time. Don't need to budge. It's like learning to fly or falling in love.
Oh, my God.
But one day at a time, I love... the daughter storyline of her coming out has been amazing to watch.
They did it so well.
Yeah.
They did it so well.
And then in the second season... because they really, because in the first season they touched on the whole immigration thing.
Yeah.
With the girl's parents who got deported.
Right.
But she stayed because she was an American citizen, mm-hmm. because she was born in America. And then in season two when they, like, delved in how the grandmother wasn't legally a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had a green card.
Yeah.
So she was, like, a permanent visitor, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I feel like they're doing all of these, like, hot button issues, you know, like racism, deportation, you know.
Veterans.
Veterans. Yeah, right. PTSD.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Depression. Like, they're, like, doing it so well. I forgot about that episode. That's actually a really, really good episode.
Yeah, because you remember in season two, they also had the thing with the gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really doing it well where it's not, like... oh, we're talking about an issue, you know, like you're really invested in the story, you're, you know,
yeah,
you're really, on their side.
It's really just like the rest of the show is so much of them doing like average life things. And it's
yeah,
really
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like, when the actual issue shows yeah. up, you're all like, oh, this is a change of pace.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Elena can't do her homework and I have a gun.
That's exactly how they pitched the episode. They're like, she can't do her homework, and then gone.
I love it.
Oh, also, this is a great opportunity to do our new segment, Do I Ship This?
Oh, yes. Do I Ship This?
Schneider.
Schneider and Penelope.
Absolutely.
Yep. 100% shipping it.
I also ship Schneider with myself.
yeah.
Please add us on Twitter and tell us if you agree that... Schneider and I are a good pairing. Or if Schneider and Penelope are a good pairing.
Are you team Schneider and Chad or team Schneider and Penelope?
Schnad.
Oh my God. Or Schnenelope. These are good names.
I like Penider.
It's also good. yeah, no, I ship them very... actively and
or Penelope
Penelope. I don't know.
It sounds like a like prehistoric animal. Penelope.
I don't even know if people do that with ship names anymore, where they like squish them together.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
They do.
They do. Chad's like, oh yeah, uh huh.
I mean, when we do our other episode on fanfic, we can talk about this.
Mm, true.
They are very adamant about that.
But yeah, I just. It's funny to me when a show, like, goes to lengths to be like, these characters are just friends. And I'm like, oh, but what if they weren't?
Yeah, but I feel like that's, like, the opposite of usually what the problem that you have, where they, like,
well, yeah, where
try
they,
and
like,
force it on you and you're all like, no.
Yeah, but exactly.
This time you're just like, I want this to happen.
Well, that's the thing, because they, like, built their relationship up really, really well. And I feel like most of the time, especially with hetero, you know, romances on TV, it's like all these characters love each other.
Heteromia.
Heteromance. It's just like, oh, these characters are just in love. And it's like, well, why? Like, what? Just because. Like, okay? Like, what? Like, and it's after, like, two episodes.
I mean, you do. They do make you seem like you have to buy it or else they're going to kill you. You feel like they put a gun to your head and they're just like, do you buy that they're together? It's like, I guess.
I mean, sure. It's with a,
like when they try and put a gun to your head and they're like, can Selena Gomez sing?
Okay. just unnecessarily dragging Selena Gomez here. Selena, go back to acting. So when you have a couple, like, when you have a pair like Schneider and Penelope, it's like, it's just all about their chemistry and, like, the way that they play off each other and their interactions. It's like, true. I want to see them together.
Also, he's, like, a huge proponent in their family because he, like,
he is literally, Elena like, so a pseudo-dad.
I know. He helps Elena so much. He hangs out with the grandmother all the time.
Yeah.
Like, she was teaching him Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. I'm like, that's why I ship Schnat. So. That's why I snip it.
And that has been, do I snip this?
But we never answered the question, do I ship it? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we did. Actually, we answered that in the beginning. So I'm just reiterating. We do ship Penelader.
Penelader, Schnad, Schnenelope. I like Schnenelope. It's pretty good.
I know, that one's pretty disgustingly hilarious.
Yeah. So 5 out of 5 for One Day at a Time.
Absolutely. Thumbs up 5 out of 5.
For ODAT.
ODAT. I love that that's the acronym for it. ODAT. Yeah.
Well, I always get it confused, though, when it's the acronym with Once Upon a Time. Because they're very similar. Which I want nothing to do with, so.
Yeah, but that one's, like, really weird. It's, like, O-U-A-T, and I'm just like, you can't even pronounce that as a word.
What? 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 Okay.
What wall?
So, 5 out of 5 remotes for that one.
Okay. Let's also, like, we're probably not going to talk too much about it just because it hasn't even happened yet, but let's talk about, like, the Charmed reboot.
Well, you can mostly speak to this, but.
Okay. I mean, when I found out that apparently I think it's the creator and, like, one of the executive producers or something from Jane the Virgin, they're responsible for the reboot for Charmed.
Oh.
Which is interesting. Like, their whole reboot concept is interesting where they're like, we're going to do this with a Latina family. And I'm like, okay, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole, like, Bruja thing, I'm like, super cool. All right, that's a whole, like, wealth of knowledge that we can dip into. I'm into it. But the thing I don't like is the fact that it's supposed to be a reboot of Charmed itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels weird because they're like, oh, we're gonna do a reboot of, like, the three who need to, like, stop evil and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, but I'm like, to be honest, I'm like, I've heard the story before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know you're going to try and bring something new to the table, but it, like, at this point, they've worked so much to, like, change a lot of the stuff. I'm like, honestly, you've changed so much. It should
just make a new thing.
Yeah, it should have just been its own thing. And I'm like, and if it would have been its own thing, it would stand on its own merit, would not be compared to the original.
Mm.
And I think that would have been far better for it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so much they don't have to compete against.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because if this doesn't work, if this ends up just not working on, like, just for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, like, really weird and also very disappointing just because I'm like, I feel if it had just been its own thing, it would succeed fine.
I mean, I think this is, like, going back to my earlier point where we first started talking about, like, with reboots, there's a built-in audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know that because they're marketing it as a reboot of Charmed, that people are already going to watch it because it's a reboot of Charmed. So instead of, like, I mean, like you're saying, they're changing everything, so why not just do a new thing? Mm-hmm. But I think for them, it's like, you know.
But what's interesting about this is I feel like it's done the opposite because there have been a lot of fans who have just spoke out about how they don't want a reboot. And yeah. If they were going to do a reboot, it should have been about, like, the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the charmed children, because they, like, show them at the end of the series finale. Mm. And I thought, I was like, honestly, that would have been cool. Because mm-hmm. that whole storyline apparently just traveled on over into, like, graphic novels. Mm. So they kind of still do it, but it's in graphic novel format, like what they did with Buffy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but I'm not going to read those. But, oh, what's also interesting on top of that is, like, the original cast, a lot of them have spoken out kind of, like, against it, but it was the only reason why they spoke against it is because they didn't want any of their input mm-hmm. on it. And they were just, like, they used to, like, let us give them input on the show when we used to be on it. So I was just like, that is interesting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, you know, were they really going to run a bunch of stuff by you? That doesn't seem practical. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how this pans out, but I mean, I'm already coming off to a shaky start. Like, love the concept of them wanting to do that. I just think it should have just been its own show.
Gotcha.
Mainly because I'm like, when...
Well, I feel like they saw the Witches of East End. Mm-hmm. I feel like they saw that flop and they were like, oh, we don't want that. Let's pretend we're doing Charmed again.
It's very true. Because it was the only successful witch show. I mean, besides like Sabrina, which they're also rebooting Netflix.
And but Sabrina was like a sitcom. Like, that was...
I know.
So, like, it was kind of different.
Yeah, the whole thing they're just, like, subverting the whole thing.
Don't forget the classic, Bewitched.
I know, I love Bewitched.
That was a reboot. That they made a movie of that.
True. It was Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell.
And Will Ferrell, of
like,
all
terrible
people.
Choice.
Of all people. Like, I love
we
it.
We wouldn't get a Darren. They're like, what's, like, I guess their idea of a flop white dude at the time.
Was I
like,
guess so.
And I'm like, no, you need a drip, not Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is his own thing. He's like, you marry him and then you find out some weird stuff about him and then your life is never the same. Like,
oh boy.
They needed a drip.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they could have made him do it at the time, Mark Wahlberg would have been an interesting person.
Oh my god.
Like, if they would have made him seem like a drip, that would have been very
that
funny.
That would have been funny. Who would we cast in a modern Bewitched movie if the Nicole Kidman, Will Ferrell one didn't exist?
Honestly, you know who I would love to see as Samantha from Bewitched?
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh my god, that would be very funny.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's naturally funny, so I feel like...
That would be very funny.
It wouldn't be, like, pulling teeth to try and get her to do it.
You know what I was going to say? Sure. Selena Gomez.
I would also watch that. Like, if they did a TV iteration
She already played...
I know, the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they kind of did, like, a spin-off-y kind of thing of her character from that, I would totally watch.
And it was, like, a Bewitched... Like, yeah.
Like, she marries a mortal and has to figure out what to do.
Yeah. Because,
her, like, that was kind of a scenario that her dad and mom were in. Wait, which one of them was magically inclined?
The
dad?
Mom. I don't know.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't remember. I think it was the dad.
Remember the gay brother.
No, wait, actually, I think it was the dad. Oh, wait, David Henry? Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted him to be so bad. Like, I still want him to be.
He was pretty gay.
Like, please come out of the Please come out of. Esposito.
At David Henry. yeah. I would love to see a Bewitched movie starring Selena Gomez. And then I would also cast... Wow,
I'm... say Dua Lipa.
I'm gonna... Yeah, Dua Lipa. No. I don't know. I was thinking who I would cast as
Bella
Darren.
Bella Thorne. As Darren.
As Jared. Actually, that's it. That's my cast. There we go. Selena Gomez as Samantha. Bella Thorne as Darren. That's a good one.
Ooh, Zendaya as Samantha would be interesting.
I'm going to make this movie. What's the next reboot?
Well, I did want to talk about this, but it's like... I mean, this is a movie reboot, but Charlie's Angels, it was originally
a TV show, yes.
Which I have seen none of. Only thing I've seen is the original, like, intro. Like,
Okay. Intro. I've seen a couple episodes of the original, and it is, like, just classically 70s cheesy. Like,
is it like Dukes of Hazzard style?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to love Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly. It's action-y. It's garbage. Yeah, it's action-y. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't tried to, like, remake any of those shows.
Dukes of Hazzard, they also made a movie of.
I know. They made a movie. I remember because.
It was bad.
Yeah, that too. Sean William Scott was in it, who's also a hottie.
sure.
But oh, Jessica Simpson was also in it. She was. Did the freaking song. These boots lady. Are made for walking. Yep. Which I do love that version of that song.
Oh, God.
But yeah. So, I mean, the Charlie's Angels movie, I love it so much. The way they cast that was so good.
Probably one of the most successful reboots.
Yeah.
Of all time.
I'm still.
The cast.
I am like. Still gagged that they haven't turned it into a trilogy. Like, it deserved to be a trilogy.
Yeah, it did.
Full Throttle is like, I'm not going to say it's, like, better than the first one. I just enjoy watching Full Throttle a lot more. Mm. Just because I know that they, it's kind of like with, like, 22 Jump Street. Like, they knew
like
they knew they were coming into a sequel and they were just like, let's just go crazy with this.
Yeah.
Especially since they were like, let's call it Full Throttle.
Exactly.
And Demi Moore as the villain was hilarious.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I remember when I was in high school and I first watched that movie, I was just like, like the fucking part where she goes like, Le Bambou Gao. It's like, bring it on, bitch. Or the part where she also like flips her hair and she like does the thing. She goes, hello, ladies. I remember I had this friend who used to make me do that because it used to make them laugh.
Oh, my
lot.
God.
I don't remember who it was. I think it was some dude who, like, thought it was super funny that I was, like, the gayest.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, that's hilarious.
Was that friend Seto Kaiba? That's the voice you just did.
Honestly, I should just be voice acting Seto Kaiba. That's what I'm hearing from this. But, yeah. Like, as far as the movies go, I loved it. The first one is
no, they're literally, they're iconic. They're like, of our generation, they are, like,
I love Drew Barrymore in that. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks great as a redhead.
Oh, well, isn't she naturally?
Is she? I'm not sure. Mm. I have no idea. I think she's naturally a blonde.
Hashtag no fact checking.
Yeah, that's very true. Hashtag no fact checked.
Yeah, I guess she might. She might, like, naturally be, like a strawberry blonde. Mm. And so it has, like, red. So red looks good on her because she's, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, oh, also Lucy Liu. Oh, my God. I just love Lucy Liu in general. But
yep.
Especially.
Iconic and everything.
Especially, like, in the second one when her dad wasn't sure what she was doing as a profession and thought she was, like, a sex worker or something.
I also love the fact that which one of them is dating Joey from Friends?
Lucy Liu.
Is that her? Yeah.
Her character
Alice. Oh, it's so funny.
What's funny is I like never really remembered any of their names in the movie. I just always addressed them by their real names. I'm like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, well, yeah.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
it's like they have names in the movie, but who cares?
Yeah.
I just imagined it was just those three hanging out. Yeah. In my mind, they're friends. They also fight and cry. Like, that wasn't a movie, it was a documentary.
It's a full documentary.
I wish
the well-known documentary Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, where freaking Shia LaBeouf is their Bosley because Bernie Mac passed. And Bill Murray did in that universe and probably in real life, but
why are we laughing at people's death? It's rude.
I mean, Bill Murray's not dead, that's why.
But Bernie Mac is.
I know.
Legitimately dead.
I said he passed.
I know, and then I just giggled. rest in peace. I did think of another I did think of another reboot while we were talking that I know you haven't seen, but I want to go on record and defend this reboot because it got a lot of heat.
What? Okay, what is it?
It's Arrested Development.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was 10 years later, but, you know, they had to kind of, like, make up for that lost time, and they also had to make up for the fact that none of their actors could be on the same schedule, and so they had to, like,
be seen in the same room together.
Yeah, so, like, they really had to, like, work around it. And it really gives, like, a different feel to the show than the rest of the show, because it's not all of those actors working off one another all the time, which was, like, part of why the show was so great and is so great. But I think that they used their medium well, which, like, they knew they were going to be on Netflix, and they knew that they were going to be, it was going to be a binge season, you know? They knew that people were going to watch it all at once, and they just really used that to their advantage. And they sort of, like, had you piece it together and had everybody come together very cleverly. So some people were interacting in some scenes. And I thought that it was really good. And it actually, I think it's better when you rewatch it.
So it wasn't better. It was better the second time.
Like, when I first watched the reboot, like, season four is the reboot. So when I first watched the season four, I was like, okay, all right, sure. But then I watched it again, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Did it make, it just made more sense the second time?
Yeah. It's so jarringly different from the rest of the series. Not in, like, humor and everything. It's still the same, like, writing and all that. But it's so, in a lot of ways, is so different. And because so much time has passed, like, it's very clear that much time has passed. that when you first jump into it, and I think there were a lot of very high expectations as well, but when you first jump into it, it's a little bit jarring. But I've watched it now. I've watched the whole show through a couple of times now, and I love the fourth season. I think they did a really good job for, like, the limitations that they had, and I just want to defend it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I mean, what would your rating be, then?
Are we doing thumbs up? Or are we doing...
I guess yours would just be a thumbs up because you were defending it.
Yeah, thumbs up, definitely.
I mean, I didn't have any problem with it coming back in general. I was just like, okay. But then I was just like, how are they going to get... Like, the only people I feel like it was going to be weirdly conflicting for was... I was like, oh, I feel like it's going to be really conflicting for Jason Bateman because... Well, I guess with Will Arnett, too, because he's freaking... He was doing so many things at once, it seems like.
Yeah.
So he was doing that show Flaked and BoJack.
Oh, yeah.
Which BoJack is still on.
Oh, Flaked. I watched all of Flaked.
I wasn't for sure no where that reason. Was going to go. Like.
For no reason. I enjoy that whole, like, California aesthetic so much that I... watch that stupid show, and I enjoy Will Arnett, so
I mean,
but I hate him playing himself. Like, it's like, I don't know,
I enjoy Will Arnett, period, end of statement. he's also another hottie.
We're compiling a list of Chad's hotties.
I mean, by the end of this season, you will definitely be able to have compiled a good itemized list. And if you have, like, if you do,
Chad's hotties.
Please send it to us via email. I would like to see this itemized list. Por favor.
We'll do a top five Chad's hotties.
A countdown. I love it. We'll do a video countdown. That'll be, like, we'll do it at the end of the year on New Year's Eve. Video countdown.
Number five.
Well, at that point, I feel like if we wait until the end of the year, it has to be a 10, like, a list of 10 at that point.
All right.
Just because it's a long anticipation. It's an anticipation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be highly anticipated.
It's a nail biter.
Tune in.
Yeah. So, I guess that's all for this episode.
Were there any other reboots?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. Like, out of the vast majority that they have decided to just decide to thrust upon us.
Yeah. I feel like I don't actually watch that many reboots.
I don't either. I really don't. Just because a lot of them, like, if the show went off, I feel like there's a reason. Oh my god, do you know which one we forgot?
What?
The classic Dynasty.
You're so right. We did forget about Dynasty.
Okay, I have almost nothing to say about Dynasty. Like, I literally watch it religiously. God. Like, I watch it every week religiously for no reason. Yeah. I don't know why. I enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah.
But the best part of this whole show is the really terrible title sequence. Mm-hmm. It's so deliciously bad. Like, if you're friends with me on Snapchat, you have probably seen it because I will put it on if it's part of the episode, because sometimes they don't do it, sometimes they do, but it's deliciously terrible. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just like, what were they thinking?
It exactly? is. Oh, it is just something else. I yeah, love it. I love it. It's perfectly cheesy.
Okay, honestly, I feel like the only other title sequence that I can think of that is equally as terrible is, I mean, I want to say Famous in Love, but that one's just, like, bad, and I will talk about it at another time. But there's another one that is, like, so, 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 so bad. It is Too Close to Home.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Okay, literally my mom made me watch, like, one episode. It's, like, Tyler Perry's show that comes on TLC.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, my God. It is, the opening title sequence is so bad. It's truly a sight to behold. Especially if you know anything about filmmaking or anything. It's just, like, what exactly? Actually, if you're just someone who likes to watch things and you've watched several title sequences, you'll just be like,
You'll just be like, yeah, Dynasty is so just well, I was gonna say it's like, you know, so bad it's good, kind of, which it kind of is, but I also feel like that's what the original show was also.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that really campy, soapy 80s drama, and I feel like they're just
love the fact
doing that in the modern way that we enjoy camp.
Yeah. I love the fact that the people who are responsible for Gossip Girl also do it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're just responsible for a lot of my guilty pleasures, because I also watch Famous in Love, and they also are kind of, like, someone from that team is also responsible for that. I'm not sure who exactly, but someone is.
Who are you? We know you're out there. And I'll watch anything for Liz Gillies.
That's fair.
Yep.
I can't wait until they make her sing on an episode.
She's on my list of hotties. If anybody was wondering.
Also, she can sing. I enjoy her singing.
Yeah, let's have her sing on an episode. That'd be fun.
I think she will definitely sing on an episode. But yeah, like, that one, I've never seen the original, so I can't, like, equate it to that, but I would still give it a thumbs up, and it's at least worth a watch. There's some fun
Same. And I will say, I've never seen the original either, but my mom was watching the reboot with me, and she said it's pretty much, you know, like I was saying, just as campy and kind of.
Oh, that's true. My mom actually asked me. I was watching an episode, and she happened to be, like, vaguely in the room, or at least walking in and out of it, and she was just like, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, it's just Dynasty. And she was asking me if any of the characters were the same. She was like, is the son still gay? And I'm just like, yes. And I'm like, was that originally a plot point?
That's interesting. An 80s gay?
Yeah, but he might have been like 80s in the closet gay.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know. Once you're that rich, it's like, do you really have to be in the closet? Because, I mean, like, the whole point at that point is, like,
there's a lot of rich people in the closet.
I know, but at that point, why? It's like, you're already rich. What do you have to, like, what is the problem?
Social standing.
I know, but it's so stupid. You're already rich.
They're called Republicans, Chad.
It's so stupid.
All right. Oh, boy. If you're rich and in the closet, tweet at us.
So I can tell you that you're stupid.
So you can explain your lifestyle to Chad. Yeah, Dynasty thumbs up. Absolutely. Fun time. Liz Gillies hot.
Yes.
That's my comment.
But yeah, I think
that about wraps it up with, yes, with Dynasty.
That's with it. Dynasty. That's, I was going to say, with reboots in general.
No, yeah. Like, Dynasty is a good end cap for us. Next episode, we'll be talking about
Teen dramas.
Teen dramas. Thank you, Chad.
It'll be a fun time. Make sure you tune in with us. I don't have any unsolicited opinions this time, because this has been an entire unsolicited opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's what this whole show is, but I don't know. Do I have any? My onion of the week is that I used to hate pop sockets. I thought they were very stupid. But then I got one, and they're not.
I have no idea what that is.
It's this thing on your phone.
Oh. I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
I'm showing him.
A pop
socket. I'm showing him the one on my phone that I have. I love it. But if you don't know what it is, Google it. They're very helpful. I got it so that I could mount it in my car.
It's a pretty good mount.
Yeah. And I love it. It does work.
I would get one, but I like love my phone case too much to want to
put anything else on it. Yeah, true. This is an ad for pop sockets. we are now sponsored by pop sockets.
I wish.
And Hot Pockets.
Both of you can tweet at us. We will talk about how delicious they are.
All right. Thanks for listening, yeah. Or not.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.